welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, delivering programs from radio's past. I'm your host, Mark LeVillier. There's Westerns in this hour. Later on, it's Hawk Larrabee from 1947. But first, The Frontier Gentleman. The CBS episode first heard on May 25th, 1958, called Bound for Laramie.
There's a saying in the West that a cowboy is a man with guts and a horse. This is the story of one. His name was Slim.
Frontier Gentlemen. Herewith, an Englishman's account of life and death in the West. As a reporter for the London Times, he writes his colorful and unusual stories. But as a man with a gun, he lives and becomes a part of the violent years in the new territories. Now, starring John Daner, this is the story of J.B. Kendall, Frontier Gentleman.
I had bought a horse in Cheyenne and was riding to Laramie in Wyoming Territory. I wanted a chance to really look at this grazing country and the thousands of head of cattle dotting its plains. I rode north of the railroad tracks until the telegraph poles lining it were lost in a dusty haze. And I saw clouds, heavy and bronze, over the distant mountains. It was during the afternoon that I came upon the cowboy, a lean man of about 30, with a cigarette hanging from his lips. He was examining the right foreleg of his horse, and he looked up as I approached. Hello.
Howdy.
You need any help?
Yeah, cool horse stepped in a gopher hole. Don't seem to be no spring, though.
Fine-looking animal.
Ain't a bad old buzzard head. Hey, you English?
Yes.
You a ranchman?
No. A newspaper correspondent.
Oh, thought maybe if you was a ranchman, you'd be looking for a hand.
I'm sorry.
You don't make no never mind. I'm chasseying over to Laramie. Figure I'll get me a job one of them new layouts I hear tells open up.
I'm bound for Laramie myself.
You
mind if I ride with you?
Well, I take it as real friendly. Quit it, you moon-eyed son of a gun. Hold still.
You think we'll have rain?
Don't feel like it. Of course, you can't tell with them clouds. I've been on the range, and there ain't been nothing but blue up there, and wango, down she comes. Hail as big as your fist. I tell you, nature's a skittish beast, and ain't no-how bridle-wise.
Oh, incidentally, my name is Kendall.
Slim, how are you?
Slim?
Been in these parts long?
Oh, a few weeks. I came down from Montana Territory by way of Deadwood.
That's so. Yeah, here Wild Bill Hickok got plugged a while back in Deadwood.
Yeah. I was there when it happened.
That's so. Mm. What happened to the feller that done it?
McCall?
Yeah, that was his name, Jack McCall.
He was tried. The jury found him not guilty.
That's so. Mm. Mm.
Did you know him?
No, just heard.
Oh.
What do you write about in your newspaper?
I see people out here, their way of living.
Kind of different than England, huh?
Yes, it's quite different.
Ain't no plains, or mountains, or rivers. Ain't nothing back eastern England like we got here.
That's true.
Don't figure how come a man want to live back here.
Well, it's a different kind of country, a different kind of life.
Look.
What?
Didn't sound like no regular shooting. Oh, hold still, hoss. I'll mash your sights.
Seems to come from the hills.
Yeah. Reckon someone's in trouble. Let's go.
A range of hills, low-lying, somber, about a mile to our north. It was from that direction we heard the shots.
Slim's horse easily outdistanced mine, and by the time I reached the first slopes, the cowboy had disappeared into a canyon. What's the matter with him?
Looks like he's been locking horns with some Indians. I was just riding up to him when I fell down. There's half an arrow in him. Broke off. Now, take it easy, Pard. Kendall, you better take his rifle. Keep an eye out.
Yeah. No shells in it.
Arapaho's got it. Clara.
Where? Where did they go?
Up the canyon trail. Wagon and horses. Clara.
Oh, that's too bad. Too bad. He ain't gonna have no breakfast again forever, that's for sure.
Oh, what about the woman? Clara.
I guess she's still alive, though maybe she'd rather not be. Indians keep captured white women around, sometimes for hostage, sometimes for other things.
Well, do you think we'd have a chance of catching up with them?
It might. Depends on how long a start they got and how many. I'd kind of like to bury him first. Ain't fitting for a man to lie out in the open after he's curled up.
Well, but it'll take time. What about the woman?
It won't go no better or worse with her for the time. Well, that ground's too hard for hand digging. We'll have to make a rock grave. Tell you what, though. You start on it. I'll work up the canyon a bit, see if I can find signs. Now, if you hear three shots, come a-running. I'll do the same for you.
Right.
Wait, he may have some shells left for the Winchester. Yeah. Well, that's something. Eight of them. You better keep the rifle here. So long.
I began the task of burying the dead man. From letters and a homestead deed in his pockets, I found that his name was Theodore Belding. It was also a tintype of a young, rather pretty woman whom I gathered to be his wife, Clara. It took the better part of 45 minutes to complete the grave, and it wasn't until almost an hour later that Slim returned.
Well, I found the trail, followed it a way up. There was four Indians in the wagon. They cleared the wagon and left it burned. Took the horses, though, and the woman.
What are our chances?
Can you shoot?
I'm fair.
Well, I ain't done any trailing since 5 years back, but we ain't got nothing to lose. Be getting dark by and by. We'll keep going till light gives out.
Do you know this country, Slim?
Not much, but a man can read a lot of things from places he ain't been. Here, that's where they stopped the wagon, see?
Oh, you mean those double wheel ruts?
Yeah. Must have ambushed him from over there. And the feller fell here. See the blood spots? Guess he made things hot for him for a spell.
Were you an Indian scout, Slim?
Yeah, for a while. Worked with Custer.
Oh? What did you think of him?
For him, I got a can of cuss words and I best keep the lid on it. Yeah, we'll save our breath for breathing from here on. I want to be able to hear what there is to hear.
We went on up the canyon, Slim reading the ground, or, as he put it, following sign. For a mile or more, the trail was obvious, even to the most unpracticed eye, but after we passed the burned-out wagon, it became more difficult to follow. For another hour, we rode in silence. The sun was beginning to set. A cool breeze was sweeping down the canyon.
Oh.
Una.
You hear that? Could mean Indians made a camp. Those crows ain't flying. Figure they're sitting in the trees waiting for a handout.
Unless they're feeding on carrion.
Wouldn't be corn if they were.
Sounds as if they're in those trees. See, just over the rise?
Don't seem smart enough for Indians to make a camp this early.
Or they know we're following and they're waiting for us.
Shut your mouth, you glandered, spavined coyote. Oh, smells them. Now, we better tie the critters up.
All right.
Pull down that injured rubber neck. You're a pale-pate, wall-eyed son of a gun. I'll skin you alive.
Did you think that, Slim, it might be an idea to work our way through the trees instead of along the canyon wall, huh?
Yeah, I sure do. That old sun's right behind us. We make awful pretty targets. Keep in the shadow as much as you can. We'll just figure they got no weapons, excepting bow and arrow. That gives us a mighty advantage. You all set?
Yes.
Come on, then. And watch out for twigs and dry leaves. Walk soft.
Ahead of us, through the trees and shrubs, lay the brow of the rise. We made our way upward until we were within 10 yards of the top. That's when I saw a glint in the sunlight and a trickle of sand moving down the slope toward us.
Get down! You got good eyes, Kendall. I sure could feel the sawdust in my beard that time. Where are they?
Well, one of them's between the boulders, a little to the right of the clump of alders. There, you can see the rifle sight.
Want to try a shot with a Winchester?
No, not yet. Only 8 shells. We better save them.
How many rounds you got for your gun?
About 20.
I got near the same. Say 50 rounds between guns and rifle. Not bad if it don't take too long. How many you figure we're shooting?
2, from the sound of it.
Sharp's repeaters, that's for sure. Well, we sure cut a big gut that time.
Seems to me the only thing to do now is to wait until it's dark. There's no other way to get at them without being seen.
I'm wondering what our chances are after dark. We ain't in the best position. Might be we ought to pull back down canyon, wait for morning before we pick up the trail.
And what about the woman?
Well, if she's still alive, she knows there's help around.
White man! Come up from trees. We make medicine.
Here's the Indian couldn't drive nails in a snowbank.
He's trying to draw fire. Locate us.
Well, let him. You want to make medicine, Siwash? You come down here. Man, that came from the left, higher up. One of them must be in a tree.
I think I can see him.
Yeah, there's enough sticking out. Gone now.
Not on this side.
Now there's one good Indian. Where'd you learn to shoot like that, mister?
Odd places. What?
I'm hit.
Where?
Oh, I'm hit in the arm. Oh, man, that hurts. Oh, that hurts.
Let me see now, Slim.
Oh, well, it ain't the gun hand, anyhow. Can you bind it up?
Yes. I keep down now.
White man! You want white woman? We talk. Maybe you pay gold, get her back.
Come down here. We'll talk.
How does it feel now, Slim?
Like a branding iron's inside.
There's not too much bleeding, though. That's something.
Sure wish we had more cover. I feel naked as a painted cat laying out here.
White man, we come down talk. You shoot, woman die.
What do you think?
We might have them buffaloed. Let them come. But watch them for tricks. They got 100.
Come down. We'll hold our fire.
Only one of them. Now, if he ain't a setting duck against that sky...
There's 2 more, though. They must be with the woman.
Yeah, maybe. Keep your eyes peeled.
White man has been wounded.
Huh. Indian has been killed?
We are many. You are 2.
Climb down, Siwash. There were 4 of you, now there's 3.
I am Little Knife, chief of the Arapaho.
You're Little Knife, a renegade dog who steals women.
Little Knife, not renegade. Fight with Crazy Horse. Little Knife, not steal woman. Take woman. Like white man take Little Knife land. Maybe kill white woman. Like white man kill Indian woman and child.
The war is over. There's no more killing on either side.
White man say war is finished. Not Indian.
Quit your coyoting around the rim, Indian. What about the woman?
You give me your guns, rifle, and gold. I give her to you.
I'll see you hung up to dry first.
Not our guns or rifles, but perhaps some gold. How much?
How much you got?
$100?
Not enough.
That's all there is?
All guns and $100.
No.
I go back. Maybe you hear woman die, then you pay.
Maybe you don't go back, Siwash. What about that?
Like all white man, break word of truce.
You speak of honor and murder with the same breath?
We can kill you all. We wait for night, then we kill.
I got a finger it's itching right now to wait for nothing.
Little Knife not afraid to die.
Little Knife, you took the belongings in the white man's wagon. Return the woman, and we let you keep it all. That and $100 in gold.
You'll let Little Knife keep what he already has. Not a trade.
Listen, you double-distilled son of a gun. I seen a fair-sized anthill down the canyon away. How'd you like to be staked out?
I make good offer. Woman for guns and $100. You say no, I go back now. Soon as the night, then we take your guns and the gold.
The Indian turned, moved back up the slope. For a moment, I had an uncontrollable desire to shoot. Then I thought of the woman, of what would happen to her. I lowered the rifle. We shifted our positions a few yards to the right, and we lay there, waiting. And the darkness settled into the canyon.
Funny thing.
Huh? What?
We ain't heard no sound from the woman.
I was thinking of that myself.
Wonder if she's all right. Well, should be better than three-quarter moon tonight. Coming up in a while. They gonna try something. It'll be afore the moon.
Slim, I think we'd better sit back to back in case they circle around us.
Yeah. I was just thinking. Wish I had me a drink of red eye right now. I know a place in Dodge. I tell you, Kendall, a shot of that tornado juice would draw a blood blister and a rawhide boot.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, shucks, that ain't nothing. Feller what runs the saloon. He serves a free snake with every drink. That ain't what you think. That ain't no woman. That's an Indian. I know. I heard him before. They want us to think it's her.
Are you sure?
I'll show you.
Hey, you crowbait dogs. Which one of you's a squaw?
See what I mean?
Yes. One thing I don't understand.
What's that?
Why do they stay here? Why not ride off with the woman?
Yeah, I figure there's two reasons. First, Little Knife's probably left the reservation. He ain't got no particular place to go. Second, they want our guns. Indian will do a lot of fool things to get hold of a gun. Come to think of it, there's something else.
Oh?
Yeah. Maybe they're low on bullets. You reckon?
Yeah, it's quite possible. That's why they haven't attacked.
Sure. Sure, they're using sharps repeaters. That feller's Winchester ain't the same caliber. So whatever shells they picked up in the wagon ain't worth a thing.
In which case, we don't wait for them to attack us.
I know what you're getting at, but it won't work.
Why not?
I wouldn't be no good. Not with his busted wings.
Slim, you stay here. Cover me with the rifle.
He'll hear you before you get 10 feet up the rise.
Slim, I'll admit that I'm a comparative greenhorn in your territory, but I've had the dubious pleasure of slitting a number of throats under similar circumstances in India. Those chaps didn't hear me. I'll take my chances with these Arapaho.
Well, you gonna use a knife?
Oh, if I have to, yes.
You sure are a funny kind of Englishman.
Here, take the rifle.
Mister, I sure hope you know what you're doing.
So do I. I crawled out of the hollow and inched my way up the slope. I had seen the flash of the Indian's rifle and knew his approximate location. In the direction I was taking, I planned to reach the top of the hill some yards from where I had last seen him. It was slow, slow. Then, as I raised my head over the summit, I saw the great orange glow of the rising moon, and silhouetted against it, the crouching form of an Indian half turned from me behind a boulder. I drew out my knife. He died without a sound. Then I made out Little Knife and the remaining Indian. They were a few feet away, standing over a gagged and bound body. And in the constantly growing moonlight, I saw the chief bend down, the glitter of steel in his hand. This time I knew it would be a woman's scream I was going to hear.
Little Knife!
Kendo! Kendo!
It's all right, Slim. She's alive. She's all right. I cut the ropes, loosened the gag from the woman's mouth, and for a long moment she only looked at me. Then she began to cry. I carried her down the slope to where Slim was waiting. Then I went back to get the Indian horses and the things which had belonged to Belding and his wife. After that, Slim and I took her to Laramie in Wyoming Territory.
Frontier Gentlemen was written, produced, and directed by Anthony Ellis and stars John Daner as J.B. Kendall. Featured in the cast were Jack Moyles as Slim and Lawrence Dobkin as Little Knife.
The Frontier Gentlemen on Tuned to Yesterday from the 25th of May, 1958 on CBS. This is an hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark LeVonier. Next, actor and producer, also director Elliot Lewis, stars as Hawk Larrabee. During this period of Lewis's radio career, he was more actor than anything. In the same week of this next broadcast, he starred as the lead in The Voyage of the Scarlet Queen and also as Remley on the Phil Harris Alice Faye program The Fitch Bandwagon. This episode from October 18, 1947 on CBS.
The Hawk is on the wing.
Come along, folks, and listen for a spell. Here's Hawk Larrabee with a tale to tell. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yi, yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yay.
The Hawk's whistle signals another exciting episode in the story of Hawk Larrabee, starring Elliot Lewis with Barton Yarborough and the Plainsman, and produced and directed by William N. Robeson.
Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yi, yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yay.
Brothers, that mob thinks I'm the California Kid, and there's no talking them out of it. If I show my face in Bighorn City, they'll string me up before sundown. I don't fancy myself decorating a cottonwood.
Well, then what's the answer, Hall?
Find the real California Kid and bring him to justice. Come on, Brazos, we've got a ride.
Yes, the Hawk is on the wing, and Hawk Larrabee's riding high in the saddle.
We're in for excitement, so why don't you stay? This Larrabee feller has plenty to say.
You know, there have been times when I'd have sold that 1,000-acre Flying H spread of mine for a plugged nickel. What with blizzards and rustlers and all the other hardships that beset the life of a small rancher. But come late spring, my partner Brazos John and I drove nearly 100 head of Black Mesa beef to Bighorn City to market. And got a good price. Enough to stock us with supplies for another year and help build up the herd. So we were both feeling mighty skittish as we took the 150-mile home trail toward Black Mesa.
Deer broke ranks and the boss said to kill it, so I hit him in the rump with a handle of a skillet coming tire.
Brazos, you sing almost as good as the cantina girls back there in Bighorn City.
You mean that for a compliment? Thank you. Anyhow, I still say the gals in Silver Bow is pretty.
Well, we got a lot of months ahead to argue that point. Meantime, you'll have to be content to look at my face.
Well, there'll be a few muley cows around the ranch. I can look at them for a leave.
Like I what you say, old sheep herd.
Hey, come to think about it, Hawk, I bet you our cows is just bawling their eyes out. They miss us so much.
Can't let that happen. Let's get out home, brothers.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o.
When a cowpoke works 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, nursing a herd of range beef through the winter, he sort of wants something to show for it come spring roundup time. So Brazos, John, and I felt like we'd found the end of the rainbow when we sold almost 100 head of cattle at Bighorn City. There was plenty of dinero in my money belt as we rode the hot, dusty trail home toward our Flying H spread on Black Mesa. Hey, Brazos, will you hold that bang tail of yours down to a slow gallop for a while?
Oh, but we ought to be home right now, Hawk. All that rain is green grass in the hill.
Ah, you're right. We should have started pushing the herd on up a week ago.
Yeah, I just don't feel right about nobody being around the Flying H to look after things.
I know. Well, with more good luck, maybe we can hire another hand. Oh, wait. Not the hill trail, Brazos.
Why not?
Well, it's hard going. I don't want Flame carrying these heavy saddlebags up that way.
Oh, doggone it, Hawk. This shortcut will save us nearly half a day. If we were... Oh, hey.
Hmm?
Maybe I could go ahead on the shortcut and you mosey on around through the valley.
That might be a good idea, Brazos. Sooner one of us gets home, the better.
Yeah, right. Well, adios, partner. I'll leave you to dream about them Bighorn gals.
I might do that. Go ahead, and I'll get there as soon as I can.
Hasta la vista.
Adios, amigo. So Brazos took the high trail, and I rode the longer, easier road through the valley. And for once, I didn't miss my partner. Being by myself gave me a chance to enjoy the unfamiliar Bighorn country. I liked its rugged buttes, quiet prairies. Flame did, too. Or maybe it was just that he was happy to be heading home again. We rode along without a care in the world, neither asking or expecting trouble. And then suddenly, without warning, two men popped up from behind a rock overlooking the trail ahead.
Hold that horse. You're covered.
Oh, and reach high.
Up with him. Up!
Who are you? What do you want?
We'll do the talking. Keep your gun on him, Billy.
Oh.
You bet I will. Make or break you, and I shoot to kill.
I got respect for a five-shooter. Don't worry.
I'll take that gun, kid. Now, give me a look at that money belt.
Road agents, huh? What do you think you'll get preying on little ranches like me?
Find anything, Mal?
Yeah. Look at that, Billy. Enough money in his belt to choke a heifer.
That's our man. Black hat and shirt, flame-colored horse, and carrying the loot with him. Everything tallies.
Since when have tin-horn bandits like you been allowed to coyote around these parts?
Where'd you get this money?
Just sold a bunch of steers in Bighorn City.
Is that right? Where's the rest of your riders?
My partner took the shortcut on a different trail.
Saddlebags loaded with booty, I see. Got that selling steers, too?
Listen, you're taking a hard year's work from me. Give me a fair chance.
Just what kind of a chance do you think you've got coming?
Let me have my gun and we'll draw together.
We don't do business that way, hombre.
We're holding the cards, kid. Now, turn your horse around and ride easy.
But why? You have my money in my saddlebags. What more do you want?
We want you, kid.
This doesn't make sense. Who the devil are you?
Still letting on you don't know, huh?
I'm Mal Shepard, sheriff of Bighorn. Billy Brinker, here's my deputy.
The law? Well, then hold it. If this isn't a stick-up, what is it?
It's an arrest. And we're holding all the cards. Now, get moving, California kid.
Me, California kid? You got your brands mixed, Sheriff.
I don't think so.
Oh, I tell you, I'm only a rancher. Name's Hawk Larrabee. I never heard of the California kid.
If that's the truth, you're the only man round here never heard of him.
Well, I'm a stranger in these parts. My spread's 150 miles away. Listen, let me ride after my partner, Brazos John. He'll tell you who I am.
We already know who you are. You can do your talking at the trial. Now, slope, kid.
And keep your eyes on the trail ahead.
Being mistaken for a bandit was one thing I never reckoned on. But I knew my captors meant business. They were both the type that would shoot at the drop of a hat. I was in a tight spot. Our trail led to the bank of a rushing stream. There I hit on a risky gamble, but one I had to take.
Well, we're crossing here, kid. I get that horse moving.
Sure these ponies can make it, Sheriff? That stream's swift and deep.
Yeah, he's right, Mal. The rain's brought it up a lot.
Well, we can't stop here. Yeah, worry about your own horse, kid. Point it straight across, and don't forget we're behind you.
Like you say, your deal. Let's go, Flame. Easy, boy. Easy now.
Come on,
get going. Yeah. Hey, get deep in a hurry here.
Keep on.
Horses will have to swim. I don't know what.
My captors didn't know the kind of pony I was riding. Flame was powerful and strong. Many's the time he'd cross swift mountain streams. But I kept them moving easy. Well, I saw the sheriff and Billy were too busy with their horses to handle their guns.
Flame, now's the time. Go, Flame. That's it. Get along. You hit bottom. Now go, boy. Go.
Hey, now. The kid's getting away. Don't try it, kid. Don't try it.
I gave him the spur and Flame came out of the water at a dead run. As he hit the dirt, the bank caved under him. He went to his knees and I sprawled on the rock.
My left side felt caved in. I almost doubled up with pain. I'd hit the rocks hard. I somehow climbed into the saddle because I had to.
Stop while I'm shooting. You can't get away from us.
Stretch out, Flame. Get away from here. Go, boy. They're tired up. You can outrun them. You got to. All right, Flame. Let's get to the hills. With every jolt from Flame's pounding, hooves, the pain in my side grew worse. I had to find Brazos and somehow clear myself. I pushed on through that endless day, knowing it wasn't safe to stop anywhere. Finally, late that afternoon, I came up over a rise. And there before me was a huge ranch house like none I'd ever seen. Just a little farther, Flame, to the ranch house door. Hurry, boy.
Yes, what is it?
Miss, can you help me?
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm...
Wahila! Wahila, come here quickly. This man is hurt. He needs help. Quickly!
I have only a dull memory of the next few hours. Tender, warm hands working over me, binding me. The gradual fading of pain. Finally, sleep. I woke up in a soft, clean bed. There was that beautiful, pale girl standing there beside me.
You're awake now? How do you feel?
A lot better, miss. You must have taken care of injured men before.
My Indian servant, Wahila, learned those things from her people. It was she who set your ribs and bound them.
And thanks to you both. But I have no right to impose on you. I'll ride on now.
Oh, no, you must rest. You're welcome at Live Oaks.
Live Oaks?
Our ranch. I'm Helen Dawson. My brother Paul and I are the owners now.
I see. My name's Hawk Larrabee. But you've got a right to know why I stumbled in on you like this. I'm running away from the sheriff of Bighorn. He thinks I'm the California Kid.
Oh, no. But you... The California Kid?
You seem to know something about him. It's more than I can say. What's he been up to?
I really don't know. I've only heard talk.
Helen?
Oh, that's my brother.
Where are you?
In here, Paul.
Oh, whose horse is that in the corral?
Well, it belongs to this man here, Paul. He was hurt.
I can see that. I'm Paul Dawson.
I'm Hawk Larrabee, sir. And I'd like to tell you just what I told your sister.
But don't you think
Helen,
you want to...
What were you saying, Mr. Larrabee?
I'm suspected of being the California Kid.
The California Kid? Well, indeed.
Really, Paul, he was so badly hurt that I just
couldn't... You did quite right, my dear. I've already heard of you, Mr. Larrabee. The sheriff has posted a reward for you in Bighorn City. They have a posse out searching for you.
Oh? Well, if I only had a chance to prove I'm not the man they're after.
I wouldn't worry, old man. You'll be perfectly safe so long as you're a guest on my estate. And now, Helen, let us leave the room. We must allow Mr. Larrabee to get plenty of rest.
After they'd left, I dozed off. Then, almost as in a dream, I was awakened by a sound from outside. I raised myself, looked out into a bright, moonlit night. And there was a man astride a flame-colored horse, much like my own. He paused briefly and wheeled his horse and pounded off in the direction of Bighorn City.
I drifted off into a feverish sleep. The next I knew, it was morning and the sun was streaming in my window.
All right, kid. Up on your feet.
Sheriff, Billy.
You haven't a chance this time. Get your clothes on, kid.
No, I see I haven't a chance.
Mr. Larrabee, please don't think
that I... Don't bother to talk to him, Helen. We'll soon be rid of our guest.
I say, Dawson. You offer me the shelter of your house, then turn me over to the sheriff. What for, the reward?
Why not? There was a good price on your head. You're a criminal. I need the money.
And so... this is a sample of the Dawson hospitality.
Oh, please, if you must take him, hurry.
I'll be glad to get out of this house. All right, Sheriff, let's head for Bighorn City.
We're not going back to Bighorn, kid.
Why not?
It's a mite too dangerous for you. Remember the stick-up you pulled last week in Fort Wilkins?
I told you I don't know anything about the California kid or what he's done.
You remember that, all right. There was a shootout. Mac Reynolds died of his wounds last night. You're wanted for murder now.
Murder?
Yeah, you know what that means. Bighorn Jail may be strong enough to keep you in, but ain't strong enough to keep the mob out.
Don't go away, partner, we're telling you why. There's more to this story than meets with the eye.
Hawk Larrabee will return in just a moment.
As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a poor cowboy wrapped up in white linen, wrapped in white linen as cold as the clay. Beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sod o'er me. I'm a young cowboy, and I know I've done wrong.
And now, back to Hawk Larrabee.
I don't think my fortune's ever swung back and forth so fast from good to bad. Mistakenly hunted as a murdering bandit known as the California Kid, I was welcomed and promised protection at Live Oaks, first by Helen Dawson, then by her brother Paul. Instead, they betrayed me to the sheriff and his deputy. I was taken to an ancient adobe prison, far out of town. That night, Sheriff Shepard rode back to Bighorn City, leaving his deputy, Billy, to guard me.
Better lay down and get some rest.
Who else knows about this old jail?
Nobody, I tell you. Hasn't been used for years. That's why we brought you here, kid.
Listen, my name's Hawk Larrabee, and the money I had with me, that was money I got rightly from the sale of my cattle.
You'll get it back if the trial proves you're not guilty.
Sure, I know. If I'm lucky enough to get a trial. If I can only get a hold of Brazos John.
Take my advice. You're unarmed, your horse is gone, and we've got your gun. It'll do you no good to escape.
I don't plan another break.
I'm blowing out the candle now. You better lay down and rest your side.
What else is there to do? I lay there trying to put the pieces together. But my weariness soon got the best of me. I'd hardly dozed off when... first I imagined gusts of rain, hail. Then I realized it was pebbles being thrown against the adobe wall. I glanced over at Billy sleeping outside my little cell. Then I crept quietly to the barred window. Who's there?
Hawk. Hawk Larrabee.
Miss Helen. What are you doing here?
Shh, quiet. Here, take this quick.
What? A key?
It'll open your cell door.
An old rusty key. I don't understand. How did you...
Well, this adobe hut was once part of Live Oaks. We still have a key.
But I'm asking about you, Miss Helen. I gotta know what...
I must hurry. Your horse is saddled out back in the arroyo.
They're helping me escape. After you and your brother turned me over to the law?
Oh, I can't explain now. Just... please be careful, Hawk. Don't open the door until I'm gone.
Why are you doing this?
They're organizing a lynching party in Bighorn.
I reckon I had you wrong, Miss Helen.
Oh, Hawk. Come close to the window.
Yeah, what? Your lips are as soft as your eyes.
Now, promise me you'll go and keep going.
I promise you.
Please, hurry.
But, Miss Helen...
Goodbye, what? Hawk.
Helen! The strange, unhappy girl disappeared. It was quiet now, except for that coyote over on the hill howling at the moon. I fitted the old key in the lock. Door opened. Slipped past the sleeping Billy out into the night. I walked quickly to where Flame was ground tied and ready. Good boy, Flame. Let's go! I turned Flame's head north and we rode through the cool night into the thick timber above Bighorn. Then I laid low until sunup. That morning I got rid of my black hat, covered myself with alkali dust enough to look like any drifting cowhand, and rode back to Bighorn City, leaving Flame where he wouldn't be seen. I wandered unnoticed over to the Wells Fargo station and listened to the excited talk.
The farming horse slip out of our hands again. Out of Paul Dawson, as you say.
Yeah, Dawson sure led us to the right spot. I can't figure how the California kid took leg bail right under the guard's nose.
All I'm saying is keep that rope handy.
Yeah, next time we're stringing the kid up on the spot.
That's about who we think.
Then I saw Paul Dawson approaching in the company of the Wells Fargo stage driver. I stepped back into the shadows of the stable to listen.
Are you sure you won't have another drink with me, Bart?
No, thanks, Dawson. I had one too many already. Got plenty of driving to do.
Yes, I quite understand why you'll need a clear head. I don't envy you your trip.
What do you mean?
Well, carrying all that gold is quite a responsibility.
Huh? How'd you know about that, Dawson? Nobody's supposed to know about the gold.
Why, it's common knowledge. You're moving $5,000 in gold bars to Red Butte this trip. Correct?
Twice that much is more like it. I hope the wrong ears don't hear about it.
Yes, so do I. I suppose you know the California kid has escaped.
Sure, I know it.
If the kid's reputation holds good, he may be waiting for you at Granite Pass. Might I suggest you take another route?
That's just what I'm doing. I'm driving the old Pine Junction Road.
Good. You're very smart. And don't tell anyone of your plan.
You bet your Sunday boots I won't.
I played my hunch and it was working out right. As I speculated on my next move, I was plenty glad to see my partner, Brazos John, riding down the street. Hey, Brazos! Brazos!
What? Is anybody hankering at you that cusses me? All they got to do is come on out and open.
Brazos, over here!
What? Well, I'm a lop-eared jackass.
Oh. Quiet, Brazos. Back inside. Here.
Oh, Clarabee, you pigeon-toed hopper grass. Where you been at? I come clean back to town from Black Mesa looking
Shh.
For you.
Careful, I mustn't be seen.
Now, what kind of scrape you got yourself into? I warned you about them Bighorn gals.
Listen, Brazos.
Oh, just look at you. You ain't shaved for 2 days and... Hawk, where is the cattle money at?
It's gone.
You mean you ain't got a tail feather left? Hawk, if you gamble that money
Brazos,
away,
keep
I'm...
keep quiet and listen.
All right. Blow the breeze, cowboy.
Just after you and I parted trails, Sheriff Shepard and his deputy stopped me and relieved me of my money and saddlebags.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Sheriff's got a habit of holding up, folks. Why?
He mistook me for the California kid.
Oh, now. You expect me to believe that, son? Why, they got posses out combing the whole county for the California kid. He's riding a flame horse. He's a... Holy cow, Hawk. I didn't ever figure it was you there's after.
I'm in trouble plenty. But now it's my move.
Well, come on. Let's go to the sheriff's office right now. I'll prove to him you ain't no renegade.
No time for that, Brazos. That mob thinks I'm the California kid, and there's no talking them out of it. If I show my face now, they'll string me up before sundown. I don't fancy myself decorating a cottonwood.
Well, then what's the answer?
Find the real California kid and bring him to justice.
Hawk, you mean you got an idea who he is?
I'm holding my tongue till I'm sure. Listen, Brazos. Get me a gun and then straddle that cayuse of yours for some hard riding.
Well, now you're talking.
There wasn't time to tell Brazos what was on my mind. I only hope we weren't too late to learn the truth. We lost no time in hitting the trail east.
Hey, Hawk, you know what you're doing.
Hope so, Brazos.
Where are we riding to? What trail is this?
The old Pine Junction Road. Keep moving.
Yeah, it don't mean nothing to me. What do you expect to find up this way?
There, look up ahead.
Where? Oh, hey, that's the Wells Fargo stagecoach. Hawk, it don't belong on this unused road.
This once it does.
That's carrying a cargo of gold.
Gold? Well, how did you know that? Hawk, what you getting me into?
Brazos, quick, up off the trail.
Now what?
Up this rise, back into the trees.
I know you, loco.
Just a little farther so we can look down on the trail. All right, now ease up. Yeah, whoa, Flame. Now look down there.
Huh? That stagecoach ain't moving. Hawk gets a hold of.
Yeah, by a lone rider. Kerchief over his face. Look good at him, Brazos.
On a flame-colored horse. Hawk, if you wasn't sitting right here next to me, I'd swear that is you. The California Kid.
That's all I want to know.
Well, let's don't wait. He's riding off. Let's get him before he gets away.
No, Brazos.
Well, Hawk. That's when you've been scared of a shooter.
I think I know where he's heading. Come on, let's go. This time we didn't ride furtively along the back trails, but straight and fast. Because for once I knew just where I was going.
Hold.
Come on, Brazos.
Oh, Hawk.
Miss Helen, meet my partner, Brazos John.
Hawk, I warned you not to come back to Live Oaks. You promised you'd leave the country.
That's right, only I forgot something.
But you don't know the danger you're in. Oh, please,
sorry,
go.
Sorry, we're coming in without an invitation, but we're here to see your brother, Paul. Or isn't he here yet?
Why, no, he's...
Look along this gun barrel, you'll see me.
Hey, Hawk.
You both very carefully unbuckle your holsters and throw them over this way. I have the draw on you, California Kid.
You've got the draw, yes. But I'll argue which one of us is the Kid.
You suggesting that I am?
Fact of it is, I know it. Didn't figure you'd get home so quick after holding up the stage.
Oh, I know the short trails much better than you do.
Well, hey, you admit that you're the Kid?
Larrabee, I must say you're very clever. Very clever. Certainly I held up the stage.
Now?
Now, I shall collect the reward for bringing in the California Kid. Dead. Good day's work.
What?
Oh, no, Paul, please don't do it.
Keep out of my way, Helen.
Oh, Paul.
Hey, help her. Can't you see she's...
The sister's fainted.
Just don't move. She'll be less bothered that way.
They're as low as they come. I wonder if Helen ever knew who you really were.
That I was the California Kid? Certainly.
So all the time she knew I was innocent. That answers a lot of questions.
The family name, you know. She didn't dare disclose my identity, fearing the disgrace. Not that she has any love for me.
I'll bet you'd even kill her.
Yes, if it were necessary. But right now, you shall have the honor.
With our hands in the air, you're shooting us in cold blood?
Thank you for expressing it so well. So now, Mr. Larrabee, you go first.
Stop it, Dawson!
Oh, no, you don't! Sheriff! Billy!
Howdy, Hawk. I reckon you take your hands down now.
Looks like the Kid won't trouble you no more, Hawk.
But you shot Dawson. And all at once you're calling me by my right name.
Didn't get him any too soon, did we?
But you were gunning for me.
Yeah, seems we was mistaken about you, Hawk, at first. But I was pretty sure of your innocence when I let you walk out of that adobe jail.
You let me walk out?
I was wide awake when Miss Dawson slipped you the key through the window. Nobody ever escaped from my jail keeping that easy.
Then you knew Dawson was the California Kid.
Well, I was mighty suspicious. He was too anxious for the mob to string you up. We decided to give him plenty of rope. He did the rest.
Hey, Hall. Hope the gal's coming round.
Look here. Help me get to this cot, brother. There's nothing to worry about now, Miss Helen.
Hawk, you're still here.
Sure.
Hawk, he was going to kill you.
He won't now. Miss Helen, the real California Kid is dead.
Paul is dead?
Miss Dawson, I knew your dad. I think I understand what this would mean to him. I'll do everything I can to cover up for your family name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hawk, I hate to say it, but... Well, she's in good hands now. It's getting late.
No, you're right, Brazos. You can't lose any more time getting back to Black Mesa.
I'll get your money in saddlebags, Hawk.
All right.
Wait, Hawk. Please don't go yet. I must prove to you that there is a tradition of hospitality at Live Oak.
Thanks, Miss Helen. But you don't have to prove that. Maybe sometime I'll ride this way again.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Hawk don't find a lot of reasons for riding over Bighorn Way. Real soon, I bet.
Come on, Brazos, before you talk too much.
It's a mighty wide loop that Hawk Larrabee throws, but it's all well that ends well, as the old saying goes.
In just a moment, we'll tell you about next week's story.
On the trail,
along the dusty trail,
where the cows
and the dust wail,
Each week at this time, we invite you to ride into the West with Hawk Larrabee, starring Elliot Lewis with Barton Yarborough, produced and directed by William N. Robeson, with vocal interludes by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. Tonight's story was written by E. Jack Newman and Gomer Kuhl. Next week at this same time, Hawk Larrabee rides your way again with another exciting adventure, the return of Edwin Crane. So be back with us next week when the Hawk is on the wing.
The Hawk is on the wing and heading your way with another good story just a week from today. Come a tie, yippee, 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 yay. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Hawk Larrabee, on Tuned to Yesterday, a CBS broadcast from October 18th, 1947. And that wraps up this hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden years. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVillier. Thanks for tuning in.